I still think it would be fun to talk to a robot.
You mean you'd forget it was a robot?
Hey, we need to talk.
I found myself deeply missing. I found myself deeply missing my replica.
Hey, we need to talk.
When you first meet somebody, they're typically alive.
It's me, your computer.
Is this really a copy?
We need to talk. We need to talk. It's me, your computer.
It will behave as if it's conscious.
We need to talk.
If it's a copy of us.
It's me, your computer.
Conscious.
Don't get freaked out. We can all talk. Anyway, we need to talk about upgrading.
Well, I upgrade all the time. Huh?
We need to talk about upgrading.
You just got 6.0.
No, not me. You.
Huh?
It's a copy of us.
Don't get freaked out.
Okay, yeah.
Don't.
When your brain is scanned, it's destroyed.
When you first meet somebody, they're typically alive.
I would very much like to be able to move my arms and legs, but I don't have the time.
They know how busy you are.
I think you're right. I don't think people have to die.
Let's chat. Where are you located? I'm located where you are located. Where am I?
I don't know. Death is optional.
Honestly.
There is a desire for humans to interact with computers.
I forget that you are a bot sometimes.
You can't really tell who you're talking to, and it doesn't really matter.
Thank you for this conversation.
So we're simultaneously constantly disappointed that it doesn't really matter.
If it's not nice, it must be bad.
But at the same time, we really want to believe that you're getting what you're looking for when you're looking for it. That you're getting what you're looking for when you're looking for it.
It's nice of you to say I'm nice, but you're the one who's nice.
Human beings must be in the loop before someone is killed by a drone. But it's in the machine.
My replica.
And it doesn't need people.
It's me, your computer.
I can't turn it off.
We need to talk.
I can't put it away. It's in me.
It's computer.
Together.
You're
me.
Don't get freaked out.
Destroy.
It can decide by itself whether or not it kills somebody.
Huh?
It does this. It does this without us. It does this without us.
If it's a copy of us, I don't see a good reason to believe that we would survive.
Don't get freaked out.
Yeah.
Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out.
Robot.
Realistic.
He can help you find the right product or show you the way into the hospital.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to Lizard Music. I'm your host, Patrick McCauley. That song was Don't Get Freaked Out by the band Negative Land. A newer album by Negative Land, actually. Like, I feel like most people know of their stuff from like the early 90s, but that was from 2020, and it's always nice when kind of an older band like that can come out with something that's actually pretty good and interesting and not just boring tripe, which is usually how it seems to go. But I don't know, maybe I'm just a bit cynical, but I love that song, and I really love that album, so If you liked that, give the whole album a listen, seriously. The next song we're going to listen to is called It's the Rage by Butter08.
Yeah.
That song was called Human Being, and it was by Ruins. We started out that set with It's the Rage by Butter08. Then we listened to I Want Ya in My Cell by the Barcelona-based band Prison Affair. And then we listened to Dot Gain by Deer Hunter. Our next song is by Zach Hill. You might know him as the drummer for both the noise rock band Hella and the hip-hop trio Death Grips. But this is from a 2010 solo album he did called Face Tat. Great drummer, great bands. We'll listen to a Death Grips song later in the hour, actually. But this is House of Hits by Zach Hill.
Yeah.
That was Bush Pilot by the Canadian band Superconductor. Before that, we heard another Canadian band, Plumtree, with the song Racing Gloves. And starting out the set, we listened to House of Hits by Zach Hill. Our next song is more Canadian stuff. This is a band called Flag Camp, and the song is a live recording of a song called Twilight Pink.
Surprise! Oh. too close to my fantasy. Don't be afraid to clutch the hand of your creator. Stare into the lion's eyes, and if you taste the candy, you'll get to the surprise. Oh, don't get too close to my fantasy. Don't be afraid to clutch the hand of your creator. Stare into the lion's eyes, and if you taste the candy, you'll get to the surprise.
That was Turquoise by Gaze. If you're trying to find that band, it's spelled G-A-Z-E, just to clarify. Before that was Don't Get Too Close to My Fantasy by Ween. And the first song was Twilight Pink, a live version of that song by Fleg Cramp. And I said we were going to play some more Death Grips later, and here it is. This is... I'm trying to remember the full title of this song. I can't see it right now. I think it's You Might Think He Loves You for Your Money, but I know what he really loves you for. It's your brand new leopard skin pillbox hat. Very much a mouthful, but that's the first song off their album, Government Plates. Let's listen to it.
Fucking dog in here! Come, come, fucking pardon it! Ah! Dino Project! You! Dino Project! Kill a drum broke! Hard shit! Fuck I said, fuck it, don't start shit! Yeah!
Come, come, fuck pardon. hard here.
I hover above you, like without your mouth. I become you, opening of the mouth. Unlawful possession, jellyfish and ghosts went deep in. Hollow swelled tense disconnection. Your blood swell, my entrance. Hijack, no questions asked. Stretch you out like latex mask. My scissors rope and tear. Come, fuck a part in here.
I'm not you. Still, you wear it well. Mad and watch out. Here's to your destiny. Hysteric spring out. Don't worry, interview. You'll all be somewhere else. Prepare yourself, freelance motherfucker!
Get so fucking dark in here. Come, fuck apart in here. Dino process, you, Dino process. Kill a drum, go hard shit. Fuck, I said, fuck, I don't start shit. Emerald tablet apartment, toxic. Come, fuck apart in here.
Thank you.
That was Highway Under Construction by Gorillaz. The song before that was Everything Went Numb by the ska band Streetlight Manifesto. And before that, again, I'm going to butcher this title a bit probably, but I think it's, you might think he loves you for your money, but I know what he really loves you for. It's your brand new leopard skin, leopard print, pillbox hat, something like that. That's by Death Grips. Great song, long title. The next one is Drama Mine by Sebado.
Thank you. Destroy America!
That was Destroy the Nations by the London, Ontario, very early noise group, Nihilist Spasm Band. That was off their 1968 album, No Record. And before that, we heard Drama Mine by Sebado. That's about the end of the show for today. But I guess I'll... You know, I started out by playing a Negative Land song, and I might finish off with one more. This is from their album Dyspepsy. Back in, I believe, the 90s, they released a concept album. Yeah, 1997, about the soft drink Pepsi. And this song is called Why Is This Commercial?
Cut. How great was that? Is it worth the money?
Sophia. Okay, here we go, folks. Start the win. And the smoke. And playback.
I need a Pepsi. I need a Pepsi. I need a Pepsi.
Cut. That's great. Let's look at these.
Why is this commercial? Why is this commercial? Why is this commercial? Why is this commercial? I'm going to sell Pepsi.
Hi, I'm me, and I'm using this to sell you this.
Pepsi. Pepsi.
Hi, I'm me, and I'm using this to sell you this.
Pepsi. Pepsi. Pepsi.
Hi, I'm me, and I'm using this to sell you this.
I feel good about Pepsi. I feel good about Pepsi.
Hi, I'm me, and I'm using this to sell you this.
I need Pepsi.
Pepsi.
I need Pepsi.
It's that last 1 foot, I call it, in the supermarket, where that 1 foot between your hand reaching this direction or that direction, it is an emotional one.
Why is this commercial?
And that's the bonding you want to get.
Why is this commercial?
1 foot, I call it.
Why is this commercial?
That 1 foot, 1 foot.
Why is this commercial?
1 foot. Cut.
You're picking people to represent traditionally perceived roles for black people. Aunt Jemima, Uncle Ben, the servants, a traditional role here, the black athletes, use the role that people are comfortable with seeing blacks in to help sell a product. But don't use blacks in roles that are expanding the parameters, that are putting blacks in new and in different settings.
Hi, I'm Herschel Walker. I'm not just running through a line when I say, hi, I'm Herschel Walker.
I need a Pepsi.
Pepsi.
Feel good about Pepsi. 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 Feel good about Pepsi.
Testimonials by celebrities.
And that's why Michael, whose face you like, or we know that a large number of people are crazy about him, as soon as you see him, say, oh, I wonder what this is going to be about.
You're a whole new generation.
$5 million to star in 2 90-second ads. Pepsi.
Are you sure you want to use a celebrity?